Potlatch Sam Ratty, leader of the Canadian Committee for Original People's Entitlement. Here's Tanya Tucker to start us off with Jamestown Ferry.
You just call the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day in January. Lucky said it'd be if he ever left me. A case of gone was all he carried. Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day in January. Lucky said it'd be if he ever left me. A case of gone was all he carried as he got on the Jamestown Ferry. And he said that gone was all he'd ever be.
Tanya Tucker. Sam Ratty presides over a land claims group in Canada's Northwest Territories, the Committee of Original People's Entitlement.
Cobus Regional Association, affiliated with ITC. Now, ITC is our national organization, and COBE has been formed in 1970 and been working, serving the Western Arctic Inuvialuit. There's about approximately 2,500 Inuvialuit in the Western Arctic, and our aims were to try and support the wishes of the Inuvialuit in the Western Arctic. Not only the Inuvialuit, we also do support other people, such as the southern people coming in from the south, the Métis and the Indians around at their request. But we work mainly with the Inuvialuit of the Western Arctic. And since 1973, we've been working on the land claims issue with the ITC land claim negotiators. And then when ITC put the Nunavut proposal together and was ready to give it to the government, we did give it to the federal government of Canada on the 27th of February, 1976. And because of COPE's hard work in the Western Arctic, we did a lot of interviews since 73. And from 73 to 77, we had over 6,800 interviews documented. And they're in our office right now. And a lot of them have been sent to the ITC office also. And when the ITC withdrew the Nunavut proposal in September 1976, the Western Arctic Inuvialuit were very displeased with that idea, because it was their land claims proposal. And the reason why they were disappointed, because ITC had pulled that Inuit proposal back from the federal government without asking the Inuvialuit that they are supposed to have represented nationally. So because of the wishes of the Inuvialuit of Western Arctic, I went back to the ITC board of directors meeting in Ottawa in November, and I tried to get the ITC board to give back the Inuit proposal to the federal government as it is, and start the clarification meetings and negotiations immediately. But they didn't want to do that. So I went back to the Western Arctic Inuvialuit and asked them, what do you want to do? You know, can you afford to wait for ITC land claim negotiators to start another land proposal or make major changes to the proposal? And the Western Arctic Inuvialuit said, no, we can't afford to wait. You know, we've been waiting too long. So in that case, I said, we'll have to then, if you want to go on a regional land rights settlement, we'll have to withdraw from the ITC land claims altogether. So we went around to the Western Arctic settlements, and we did get the ballot votes from the Inuvialuit and Western Arctic, and the majority did want it to go separately from ITC land claims section. So we go on regional land claims settlement. Thank you.
The guitar music of John Fahey and Sail Away Ladies. Next, Sam Ratty comments on his organization's dealings with the Canadian federal government.
Since the 17th of December 1976, we told the Minister of Indian Affairs and Development, Warren Almond, that we are on our way to go on a regional settlement for the Western Arctic. And this was agreed with James Arvaluk, who was at the time the president of the ITC. And we agreed to that, and the minister accepted that, and he said that could be dealt with separately from ITC land claims. And we did make some deadlines on our work. I told the Minister of Indian Affairs, Warren Allman, that we will be presenting him with the regional land rights proposal by 1st of June, but things have changed. We worked a little faster than we thought, and we gave our individual Indian rights proposal to the federal government on the 13th of May, 1977. And Warren Allman, the minister, said that he can be able to meet the deadlines we had set. We told the federal government that we would like to have an agreement in principle signed before the federal government decides on the pipeline. And the minister said that was that could be met, and it's possible to do so. Because the Minister of Indian Affairs knew that we had based our regional land rights settlement to the Inuit proposal, so it wasn't something new to them. They had over a year to go through the Inuit proposal, and they knew that we were going to base our proposal to that. So he said we can be able to meet the deadlines that we had set up. To tell you the truth, I was always skeptical about the federal government of Canada to settle land claims with the natives, and I'm not sure yet if they really want to settle land claims. Because if they really wanted to settle land claims, the minister would have by now made some commitments that we had asked him to do so. Within the cabinet ministers, and because he's not getting any commitments from the cabinet ministers, I'm very skeptical that the Indian Affairs or the federal government want to sell land claims in the Northwest Territories or in Canada, you know, really.
Papa, won't you let me go to town with you? Papa, I'm feeling so down and blue. You just gotta come around, please do. Papa, won't you let me go to town with you? There's a blue dress at Dindy's I give the world to see again. I need some hand lotion and some powder from the 5 and 10. I buy some chocolate and I'll make you a pretty pie. If you don't let me go, I'll just die. Papa, won't you let me go to town with you? Papa, I'm feeling so down and blue. You just gotta come around, please do. Papa, won't you let me go to town with you? A pattern ain't no who's making me a dress. I scrubbed it this morning, what do you mean? This floor's a mess. I done everything you said, and then some you didn't say to do. You just gotta take me with you. Papa, won't you let me go to town with you? Papa, I'm feeling so down and blue. You just gotta come around, please do. Papa, won't you let me go to town with you? Looky here, Papa, I found your sunny ship. Shined it and I shined it till it looks all brand spanking new. Seems like a year I've been waiting for today. If you let me go, I won't get in your way. Papa, won't you let me go to town with you? Papa, I'm feeling so down and blue. You just gotta come around, please do. Papa, won't you let me go to town with you?
music of Bobby Gentry. Once again, Sam Ratty.
The Circumpolar, Inuit Circumpolar Conference was talked about since the 1st of April 1976, and it is not a new subject to us. We've been thinking about it in the Western Arctic, and matter of fact, we had a workshop at Inuvik not too long ago, and we went over the items of agenda with the delegates from the Western Arctic, and we felt that this conference will be as important as my negotiation with the federal government. So I firmly believe that this is a very, very important conference, and I think that all the nations that are involved at this conference will be able to succeed, and the biggest and the most important conference that all the Inuit in the Second Polar Conference ever will hold. And if we want to achieve what we're aiming for in the future, the only way possible I see is to get together as a nation and work, try to solve our problems. We have international problems, common interest, and we would like to we've got to get this set up, and that's the only way I could see we're going to be able to solve some of our major problems. For example, the offshore drilling, which will affect all the three nations, the Greenland and Canada and Alaska. And it's a very serious case, and I'm going to be urging the conference here to try and set up a smaller committee, a continuous committee, to try and look for money for this kind of law defense suits, you know. So because you all know that to try and fight a lawsuit, it takes a lot of money, and I think the only way we can get the money for that kind of case is that we set up a committee within the Second Polar Conference and raise funds for future suits, you know. I've never heard of any land claims or land rights settlement in the past before that was ever settled without a lawsuit. And then again, to consider, there'll be a lot more lawsuits in the future, and where is the money coming from? I think this conference here, if it's set up properly, will be considering all these points. I expect to get support also from this conference, a support of any native or Inuvialuit or Inuit land rights or land claims proposals. Like I said a while ago, we just presented to the government of Canada the Inuvialuit land rights proposal, and I would also like this Second Polar Conference here to support our land rights proposal full-heartedly, and because it is important to the Western Arctic Inuvialuit what they want in their land rights settlement. This is what they want. Everybody may not agree with what's in there, but this is what we want, and I feel that it's to respect the wishes of the Inuvialuit of the Western Arctic. I would like to get a full support from this Second Polar Conference, and in return, because we will all be seeking support from each other all the time, and this set up this Second Polar Conference, they will be able to support all the future land claims proposals of every of the three nations. Like in Greenland, they will be, I wouldn't be surprised, they will be heading for land claim settlement, and so is ITC heading for one, and we need supports. So I'm expecting this conference to write a letter of support to COPE's Inuvialuit Nunavut proposal.
She keeps her little heart open and a big mouth shut. She chin. Well, you'll find out that baby had a point. She keeps her little heart open and a big mouth shut. She keeps her little heart open and a big mouth shut. Damn, love ain't just some slogan. It's a feeling in your heart.
Sophie St. Marie. Sam Ratty reacts to the possibility of a gas pipeline route through land claimed by his organization, COPE.
COPE was always opposed to any kind of pipelines or any big major development that may be out of control. And this is one development that we see that could be way out of control, is the building of a pipeline. And we hold fast to this position we took. And although we had made that position from the start, and with ITC in 1974, in our New Valley Development Proposal, there's nothing in there that say anything about no pipeline or pipeline. In our proposal, we don't say that there shouldn't be or there should be. Although we said that if the federal government decide to build or to give authority to Gas Arctic to take the gas from Scudero Bay to down the Mackenzie Valley, we're not saying that there should be there will be seeking compensation. There will be we will not seek compensation by the North Slope region. Or the North Yukon, but if the Cross Delta route was seeking compensation, only with an agreement that that there will be no oil pipeline or road built along the gas line route.
Campers, bikes, and mobile homes, cars and pickup trucks, shacks and 59 hairdos, sideburns, beards and ducks. There's Lone Star Pearl and fried chicken and one big cloud of smoke. Plug it in and turn it on and the music goes for broke. Down at Crippin Springs, down at Crippin Springs, there's Willie, Waylon, Chris and Tom. Have you heard Gatlin sing? Down at Crippin Springs, down at Crippin Springs, Duncan's home and Linda's next town. Many did y'all bring down at Crippin Springs? Well, the Texas sun is low and hot. It would be one ideal spot for God to put his hell. The most beloved cowboy songs echo across the plains. T-Texas Tyler ain't forgot, next year y'all come again. Down at Crippin Springs, down at Crippin Springs, there's Russell Bush and Chris and Cole. Have you heard Gatlin say? Down at Crippin Springs, Duncan's own and Rita's next town. Many did y'all bring down at Crippin Springs, down at Crippin Springs, down at Crippin Springs. Duncan's own and Linda's next town. Many did y'all bring down at Crippin Springs. Thank you.
Johnny Cash down at Ripon Springs, and we're down to the end of our program Potlatch for this week. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening.
Potlatch came to you from KUAC in Fairbanks. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting gave some of the money to produce this program.
From the University of Alaska, this has been a KUAC production.